Hey everyone, Novaline here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly teetering on the edge of overwhelm? Like there's just too much happening, too many demands, and not enough time or energy to keep up? You know that feeling when stress starts creeping in, turning your inner peace into a chaotic mess? Well, buckle up, because we're diving deep into building healthy coping mechanisms and strategies today. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. It's inevitable. But how we handle those curveballs is what truly defines us. Listen, I'm not here to preach or tell you how to live your life. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about equipping ourselves with the tools we need to navigate the ups and downs with grace and resilience. It's about finding those things that bring us joy, calm our anxieties, and help us recharge. Because self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of coping mechanisms as your personal survival kit. You wouldn't set off on a hike without a map, compass, or extra water, right? So why not equip yourself with the mental and emotional tools you need to conquer those daily challenges? First things first, recognize that stress isn't always bad. It can actually be a motivator, pushing us to step outside our comfort zones and achieve great things. But when stress becomes chronic, it starts wreaking havoc on our physical and mental well-being. That's where healthy coping mechanisms come in. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Mindfulness is your superpower. Ever heard the saying, be present? Well, mindfulness is all about that. It's about bringing your full attention to the here and now, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Try taking a few deep breaths throughout the day. Focus on the feeling of each inhale and exhale. It can be as simple as paying attention to the taste of your coffee or the warmth of the sun on your skin. This practice can help you ground yourself in the present moment and reduce anxiety. 2. Movement is magic. You don't need to become a marathon runner to reap the benefits of exercise. Even a short walk, some stretching, or dancing around your living room can release endorphins, boost your mood, and clear your head. Think of it as an investment in your mental and physical well-being. 3. Connection is key. Humans are social creatures, wired to connect with others. Nurturing strong relationships provides a sense of belonging, support, and love, essential ingredients for resilience. Make time for meaningful conversations, laughter, and shared experiences with loved ones. Even a simple phone call can make a world of difference. 4. Creative expression is your outlet. Find an activity that allows you to express yourself creatively, whether it's painting, writing, playing music, or gardening. Engaging in creative pursuits can be incredibly therapeutic, helping you process emotions, reduce stress, and tap into your inner joy. 5. Seek professional help when needed. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. If you're struggling to cope with stress, anxiety, or other challenges, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance, support, and tools to help you navigate difficult times. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a friend of mine who was constantly feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines, family commitments, and her own personal goals. She felt like she was running on a hamster wheel, never getting anywhere. One day, she decided to try something new. She started practicing yoga 3 times a week. She wasn't looking to become a contortionist. She just wanted to find some moments of peace and stillness amidst the chaos. Surprisingly, it made a world of difference. Yoga helped her manage stress, improve her sleep, and gain a sense of clarity. She realized that even small changes could have a profound impact on her overall well-being. Now, let me recap those key takeaways. Mindfulness is your superpower. Movement is magic, connection is key, creative expression is your outlet, and seeking professional help when needed is a sign of strength. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all face challenges, but it's how we choose to cope that defines us. So, I challenge you to take one small step today towards building healthier coping mechanisms. Maybe try a 5-minute meditation, go for a walk in nature, or call a loved one just to say hello. These little acts of self-care can make a big difference over time. Now, go out there and be amazing. I'll catch you tomorrow with another episode of Unfollowed.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.